Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Voting has already started.
On to November.
This is going
to
be a tight race until the very end.
Fight, fight, fight.
Lifting you up.
If we don't win, I think our country is finished.
The latest every minute.
That's where I get my news.
Is here.
On the Sky.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
All right, here we are. Welcome to the 9 o'clock stretch, fourth and final hour of our get together. And it is 9:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, maybe a bit of a knucklehead day. If you heard the debate last night, you totally get that. And we're going to get reaction on the debate and other information as well as we talk to our friend, State Senator Blaise Ngolia. Good morning, Senator. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. And I know you represent Citrus, Hernando, and part of Pasco County. I guess give us a quick briefing.
Don't forget Sumter. Don't forget about my village.
Oh, Sumter. So wrong. And I do apologize. So all of these areas, I'm sure, were impacted to some degree or another. Give us the lay of the land, so to speak.
Yeah, but my district got pretty hard hit. Three of my counties are coastal counties: Pasco, Hernando, and Citrus County. Inland, it's like what you basically see on TV. A lot of it was fine, not a lot of wind damage. But on the coast, boy, that storm surge really hurt. We're estimating anywhere between 4 to 8 feet. A lot of the older single-family residences that were still built on sea level are pretty much gone. They're decimated. A lot of the newer construction that were on stilts on the beach fared pretty well. So I think we have an idea of what we have to do legislatively in order to go forward to protect not only those homes, but to protect insurers for paying for such massive damage going forward.
Is it declared disaster? Is it a FEMA type thing, or did it not qualify?
Yes.
Yeah, it did. Okay, I figured the coastal areas would make that so. It just has been incredible, and hearts and prayers go out to everybody. And we're asking people to give in any way they can to help the people, the communities, and not everybody on the coast has big bucks. You know, there's plenty of people that are impacted that are hurting financially to begin with, right?
Yeah, and the great thing is what we've seen in all these communities has been one common factor, one common denominator, is that the people in the counties, you have seen them help monetarily, physically going down there and helping the people. in their communities, help get restored. And that means going into the homes, taking the stuff out to the curb, washing stuff down that may have been salted up by the ocean. So and very organized effort. So I'm very proud, again, to be a Floridian and an American, because this is what we get in the United States and Florida. We don't get anywhere else.
I totally concur with that. I totally agree. We're seeing the same things here locally and into the Big Bend area. Let me ask you, did you torture yourself with the debate last night of the two possible vice presidents?
I did. I watched the whole thing. I watched some of the postmortems on some of the stations, including Fox, MSNBC, and CNN. And I'll tell you, it was a very, very good night for Republicans and J.D. Vance. The thing that I enjoy most about these types of situations is when the liberal media tells you that a candidate or a person, and this time meaning J.D. Vance, is something other than he actually is, and then he goes on stage and everyone is like, surprised. They're like, wow, J.D. Vance actually is very articulate. He's eloquent. He's the command of the issues. And I think you saw that as evidenced by what you're seeing on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. People really, really are taken to J.D. Vance and his ability to communicate a message. It was a good night for the Republicans.
Well, and he really pointed out what is obvious to people like you and I, and that was when they continued to have to hammer on him about when he wasn't supportive of President Trump. They had to just keep going at that. And I love part of his answer was, well, I believed the lies in the mainstream media. I thought that was a classic line.
Yeah, it was great. That's not the only time he called out the media. Also, I love the point when he fact-checked the fact-checkers, and he would not let them get a word in edgewise. And this was regarding illegal immigration and how all the Haitians landed in Ohio. And he brought up the fact that, look, these people were not legal. Biden waved the magic wand and all of a sudden made them legal. It doesn't mean that they have a constitutional right to be here or could be here by law. So that was a really good portion, and that's what we as Republicans love to see, is a fighter, not just fight against the ridiculous policies, but fight against the media, who is obviously fighting against us.
Yeah, and it was the moderators that kind of opened the door on that by stating, oh, well, some of those Haitians, you know, that legal status, that opened the door for J.D. Vance to then, okay, well, here's the whole truth, not just a portion of it. And so I agree with you on that. Something that is bubbling and simmering here is looking into, there's a whistleblower saying some things that apparently he was privy to that relates to Tim Walz and the Chinese Communist Party. Are you getting any feedback, information? What's your thoughts on this possible connection, since he's traveled there between 15 and 30 times, depending on when he tells the story?
Yeah, I'm not... I don't know where this is yet. I've seen I've seen what's on social media, so I probably know as much as you do. Obviously, if this is serious, which the claim is serious, but we don't know if it's actually factual yet. But if it is, you're going to see congressional hearings on this, whether or not the Harris-Walz team is in the White House or nothing. But it's good that this information is coming out. Now, it could be misinformation. It could be disinformation. We just don't know. But we do know is that the claims are very, very serious. This is somebody who is obviously, by his own admission, a Chinese Communist Party sympathizer at the least, and at worst, an unwilling agent for their policies. And that's not a good place for America to be.
No, anybody that's paying attention at all knows that China goes way out of their way to try to have influence over as many, I'll call them important people, as they can, especially those in the political world. So, I mean, we wouldn't be shocked if they wanted to or tried to or have made attempts and have done something with him, or, you know, we just need to know more, like you said. But
remember, this isn't something that they just put out that's in a vacuum. We've seen this in the university systems throughout the state of Florida, with grants that we had to actually write legislation to stop taking money from communist China. We've seen it where you've had people in the administration in New York City under the mayor be indicted. You're seeing people, elected officials all over the United States that are taking money from communist China and basically becoming an agent of communist China. So this is some serious allegation. And if it's true, then look, what the federal government needs to do is create guardrails and laws against this type of thing, because it is a form of corruption. And that's what people need to get through their head. When you have a foreign government paying you money, now, like New York City mayor, they had Turkey doing it, right? Mm-hmm. So, but we know China is the big player in this space, and they want to be able to control universities and politicians, elected officials, and bureaucrats, because that's how they get their hands on intellectual property. That's how they get their hands on inside information on where the government is going to be going in terms of military operations or in terms of domestic operations. This is what they do. They buy off Americans. And I just hope that Governor Walz hasn't been bought off, but it's possible he has.
Asymmetrical warfare before our very eyes. He could be part of that, or maybe not. We hope we get some answers, and we hope we get the truth, which is not always easy, as you know. But we always appreciate the conversation with you, State Senator Blaze Ingolia. Thank you, sir.
You got it, guys. Take care.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. It is approaching 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Hey, coming up, let me give you that VIP Oktoberfest code word, so you have a chance to win those tickets for the World Equestrian Center. I'll do that next on 97.3 The Sky.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.